This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock. Brought to you by West Escondido, West Oceanside, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. Now, here's your host of Auto Talk Radio, Brian Bowersock.
Did you oil it?
WD-40.
All right, folks. Welcome to Auto Talk Radio. Here we are once again. Happy Saturday morning. Woo! What are we talking about today? We're talking about all kinds of things. I first want to talk about, though, the our regular listener of ours. He sends me some really cool stuff sometimes. His name is Steve. Anyway, the point that I was going to make, he sent a picture of a Chevron station. Where's that Chevron station at exactly?
It's right here in a Miramar area.
Okay.
If you want the specific intersection, he said it was Miramar Road. Yeah. It's Miramar Road.
Okay. All right. So regardless, so he took a picture. It was 3 years ago, right?
That's right.
3 years ago.
On the exact date.
On the exact date. Yeah. It's $3.49 for fuel. And then he took a picture, like, it was a couple weeks ago, right?
Correct.
And exact date again, of that exact date 3 years later, and it was, what, $6.59?
Yes, and it was $3.49 that 3 years ago.
So the one thing that we've got in the past 3 years, the only thing that's gone up in value is fuel. Everything else has gone down, I'm pretty sure.
Well, I would say inflation rates have gone up.
But those are not things you want to go up. None of this.
No.
That's the point I'm making. Yeah,
unless you own a gas station.
Well, yeah, but you're still not making more money off of it because it's like taxes and the amount you pay for. I doubt their profit margin has gone up.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a gas station making out here.
That's true.
Yeah, so. And you missed last week because you were saying banana or whatever.
I was going to say, unless Newsom says so, you're the fuel company.
I was going to say the interview with him, which is what we were talking about, where he's like, they were asking him, so why is fuel so more expensive in California? And he's like, well, the oil companies, in the interview guy's like, so the oil companies are out for just California? Because fuel's like half the price in Texas and Arizona right next door to you, you know, like over here, like... And he's like, oh, the fuel companies. And listen, I printed out some good stuff to add into this without question. And some other links and Steve does, like Brendan does, a lot of research and stuff. So this was from late 2022, but still. Gasoline price changes in California primarily driven by the cost of global crude oil and significant unplanned refinery outages. Well, okay. But I'm telling you, there are so many things that go with this. Filling up the tank in California also costs more since gasoline prices are higher on average in the United States for a few reasons. The reasons include the isolated nature of the state's transportation fuel market. Does that make any sense? It's not Hawaii. We're not on an island. Yeah, how is it isolated? What are we isolated from?
That's a good question.
Well, yeah. I ask this because, like, I have a good friend that lives up in Idaho. Mm-hmm. He owns trucks that run produce. They run produce out of Idaho down to L.A. and back. So they're not – produce isn't very isolated, obviously.
Yeah.
I just don't get this. We're not on an island. Last I checked.
Yeah.
Last I checked. A special gasoline recipe that reduces air pollution. There's one of the things. Environmental program costs, there's another.
Yep.
And taxes.
Yeah.
All of those belong to the state of California, not to everybody else. And that's why those right there, the last three, are the reason why it's more expensive here. There's no question about it. So the gasoline recipe, which is they make a blend and they change it, whether it's a winter or summer here. And they environmental program costs. Well, we have lots of those.
Yeah.
And you need money to pay the people, right?
Yeah.
I mean, all these programs, you could produce them all. You need money. I'm not even sure what they're doing for us, but anyway. So isolated market. This is a great. We're going to talk about this a little bit, but transportation fuel market is isolated, meaning the gasoline purchased in California is also refined in the state, which is true because we need a special blend and nobody else probably wants to do it.
Yeah.
So gasoline is refined the same everywhere until you start adding things to it, right? So, oil refineries' fuel systems are isolated by time and distance from alternative sources to resupply during unplanned refinery outages. Prices spikes can last longer for California because costs are higher and the resupply time is longer. State's market is nearly self-sufficient. Import gasoline and blending components account for 3 to 7% of supply. Wow. Diesel from outside the state are not routinely needed to balance supply with demand. Well, it should be because it would drive costs down if you did that, possibly.
Yeah.
And just stop requiring all these weird blends that we got to have here. Pipeline connect the state's refinery centers to distribution terminals in Nevada and Arizona, but they are used only to send gasoline and other transport fuels to these states, not to us. Mm-hmm. Look at that.
We're special.
So 90% of the gasoline consumed in California comes from in-state refineries. Significant unplanned outages cost money to go up. We have 14 oil refineries, and they are in the Bay Area, Central Valley, and Los Angeles. Together, these refineries produce more than 1.6 million barrels per day of crude oil. Of the 14 oil refineries, 11 major refineries produce transportation fuels that meet California's specific environmental standards for formulated gasoline, and three smaller ones produce other fuels. The 11 major refineries also provide most of Nevada and nearly half of Arizona's transportation fuels, but their fuel that we're giving to them doesn't have the fun stuff added to it that we keep for here.
Ethanol, so, alcohol.
So anyway, basically, San Francisco Bay, Bakersfield area, and Los Angeles area. So there you go. That explains a bit of why fuel was so expensive. California's consumed 13.8 billion gallons of finished gasoline in 2021. 38 million gallons per day. That's a lot of gas. Woo! Very interesting, huh? Mm-hmm. The demand for base gasoline without added ethanol was 12.4 billion gallons during 2021. They say it has declined the demand since 2017 due to more people driving electric vehicles, societal shift with more employees working from home, and COVID-19 pandemic. That's true. I'm sure there were gas purchase was down during that time, yeah. Anyway, so just some interesting stuff here. And I did also, we had talked previously about, remember we did the show and we were talking about people getting on the freeway the wrong way?
Yeah.
I think the freeway was backed up that morning. There was like, there was like a 4-car crash on 15, remember? And mm-hmm. there was a fatality because they had the road all closed and it was crazy backed up. There was a really bad head-on collision there at Lake Hodges 15. Somebody entered the off-ramp on the northbound side and hit a motorcycle rider head-on in a car.
Geez.
Yeah, and the worst part, the person that did it was drunk.
Oh, God.
That did it. So, and I had said put spikes, you know, those spike things. Not the best because there's me and Steve were emailing back and forth. He's like, yeah, well, there's problems with that like emergency crews. If they have to get on, then they can't go that way either. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, true. That makes sense. Wrong way access for fires, collisions, other emergency would be a problem. A better approach would be a ratchet pole like wedges that could rise, which is true. And they could actually turn them and shut them off.
Oh yeah.
So there's some other ways to think of, but there's got to be something to help prevent that kind of stuff from happening,
yeah.
Right? So once again, all part of the car industry thing, you know, as far as that goes. But we should have ways to be able to prevent folks from entering the wrong way, even accidental. Like there's been a few of those, you know, people confused elderly drivers. Yeah. Well, there was a lady that killed two people in South Bay. Had a medical thing that happened.
Yeah.
She entered the freeway wrong direction. She was disoriented, killed her, killed them. I believe it killed her too. All three of them were killed. But if we could prevent that in any way. I mean, they spend a lot of money on all kinds of other things. I mean, how much do you think they spend on that barrier machine that moves a barrier on 15?
Oh, probably a lot.
Well, they spend a ton on it because it breaks down in the middle of the road all the time. Like, and I see them out there working on it. Like, they got all the Calstan trucks blocking it off, trying to get it back on. You know, I don't know if it breaks down or something in that movable wall gets caught in it.
Or something. Yeah,
it's stuck. Send help.
Smart idea, though, how they can move lanes over like that.
It is a great idea. Yeah. It just looks like there's a lot of issues with it.
Yeah.
You know, I was taking an Uber and he was driving a new Tesla. Mm-hmm. You know, that car did not like that wall.
Oh, really?
And when he's driving along, all of a sudden it would break the anti-collision and start moving it to the right. Geez. He's like, "What's going on?" I was like,
"Because there was three of us, autopilot?
Two people were saying." I said, "Your collision avoidance doesn't like that wall." I said, "Either the way the sun's shining on it right now, or something. The cameras are picking that wall up, and it thinks something's about to run into you. Is what it thinks, and that's why it keeps trying. It would move his steering wheel to the right." And he's like, he's a younger kid. He's like, what the heck's going on with this thing? I was like, you need to turn your collision avoidance off or get in the right lane.
Yeah.
Either one of the two. I said, just get in the right lane. So he got in the right lane. He's like, oh, yeah. I was like, yeah, that thing does not like that movable wall at all. And maybe the way it's designed, you know, or the reflection of the light. Yeah, who knows with the cameras. But yeah, that Tesla was not having any part of that.
Yeah, they those Teslas are supposed to record like their routes and learn. Like it maps everything.
So every time he goes through there, he'll have to fight it.
Well, maybe the lane was at a different place the last time. I don't know how that works. But it's supposed to record.
Well, this Tesla was like 2 months old. So I don't know how many times he drove the 15 south on the. So who knows? But the point to that is, wow. You know, I mean, when it first did it, I was on the phone. I was like, this car's doing something weird. Can this guy drive? So anyway, get it all worked out. So get in the other lane. That's all. Because that lane over there, you're not near the barrier wall, and the wall on the other side of you, you know, you have a stop lane in between. It's far enough away. It's not, the camera's not reading it. So just one of those things.
Yeah. I have that on my car, but I don't like it. It just like rides that right lane. It's like over one.
Well, and that's not only the collision avoidance. That's the like kind of the lane departure.
Yeah,
that's lane departure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I turned that off on my car too. I turned the lane departure off, not the collision avoidance part, I turned the lane departure part off because every time you try to, it will fight you. If you don't turn the turn signal on, you know, like to go from one lane to the other.
Oh, yeah.
It tries to put you back in the lane.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
So, you know what? I can drive. I've been doing it for quite a while. I'm going to stick to it.
The little Kia has that too. It'll hold it holds it in the lane. It works.
Oh, yeah. It works. Yeah. In lane departure, we call that part. But anyway. All right, folks. 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related. Hey, we're here to talk to you about. Want to talk about fuel prices? Want to talk about EVs? Want to talk about Brendan's car? We're all good. Just give us a call. 1-888-344-1170. We're going to take our first break here. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego, 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, here we are. Can you hear me, Paul?
I can.
Oh, there you go.
And I can hear myself.
Oh, good. We were trying to prevent that, but here it is.
Yeah. Anyway. You can always unplug me.
Yeah. Dang. I can't hear anything.
Yeah, it's weird.
What's going on out there? All right, folks, welcome to Auto Talk Radio. 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Gee, I tell you what, a lot's happened this week. This unfortunate whole thing.
Yeah.
Over in Israel. Just kind of watching it here on TV. That's all started to unfold after the radio show last week. Like, all that information started coming out, you know, so
it's crazy.
Struggle for those people. They fight. They've been fighting to exist all their life.
Yeah.
Anyway, why can't everybody just get along?
Yeah.
Be nice, darn it. Anyway, not good stuff. What are we all talking about here? So, gasoline prices, we already talked about that. Sorry, I was just reading down through our stuff here.
Your topic today is tune-up and how this term relates to newer vehicles these days.
Yeah, when has your vehicle been tuned up last, Brendan?
It would have been 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago.
Oh, you got your vehicle tuned up. What happened? I did. What did we do?
Well, I don't want to say that you guys, unfortunately. I got a coupon.
He got a coupon.
Yeah, I'm one of those guys. But no, simple.
You mean just like an oil change and stuff?
Yeah, it was oil change and transmission fluid.
Okay.
I still got a, they suggested to do the brake fluid exchange.
Do you need brakes?
They said it's fine for now. It's just one of those things they said to look out for. That's it.
Oh, yeah.
So otherwise, everything.
Did they strip test it? How many parts per million contamination
did it have?
More moisture.
I personally was not there to pick up the vehicle. Unfortunately, to know that information, my mother-in-law had to pick up the vehicle because at that time, I believe I got called to work to stay longer, and at that time they would have to close down the parts shop and all that stuff to for me to get the car. So unfortunately, I wasn't able to get that information. So she just said that she just gave me the receipt and said to pay her later, which I did, and all that stuff. So I swear, this is evidence right now. I'll use this as court evidence. I paid her, okay?
Huh. Okay. But that's not, really, that's not really a tune-up.
Oh, okay.
That's just service.
Service. Never mind.
So that's mine.
Right. Well, as per usual, I get things wrong on Auto Talk Radio.
That's all right. How do you do with Dave when you're talking about guns?
I don't talk about them. The only time I will is when it comes to movies, because I know movie trivia very well. And I'm like, okay, well, obviously, that's not the handgun that Dirty Harry used in that movie. Obviously, he's not talking about that. It's a different kind of gun.
Do you know what kind of guns were used in The Punisher?
No, I don't know that. I do know the guns that were used for, or at least they were prop guns, actually, but they were inspired by a certain design for Star Wars. The blasters that they have, they were actually inspired by a certain design of guns. I know that one. That's pretty cool. So
I have both the long slides, hardballers they're called, from The Punisher, stainless steel.
Like, were they legitly, like,
they're real guns?
No, but from the movie I meant.
No.
Okay, just checking.
But they're the manufacturer that manufactured those guns for that they used in the movie. Yes.
Nice.
Yeah. So there, and I have two of them, just like he did. Yay. So nice guns. Anyway, we're talking about auto repair. I was just wondering what you knew about different topics. So as far as tune ups, you don't know what a tune up is. So that's the point why we're talking about it today. So yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right, folks, 1-888-344-1170. If you know more about cars than Brendan, give us a call. That could be a lot of you out there. No, I'm just kidding. Poor Brendan. We like to pick on him. He got his oil changed elsewhere. Now he is out of the group. Sorry.
Yeah.
You're done.
I bring my wife's car to you guys.
I know you do. All right. I'm just messing with you. And obviously, you know, sometimes you got to scramble in to get an oil service or something here if you've waited too long. So, and we want to keep your cars in good working order because you got a little baby you got to drive around. We want to make sure he's safe. It's a little boy, right? You had a little boy, correct?
That's right. Little Russell Sprout.
That's his name, Russell Sprout?
No, that's my nickname for him.
How old is he now?
2 months.
Oh, wow, man. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Just doing three things. Sleeping.
No, that first one's not even in the question.
He doesn't sleep? Okay. Crying.
Crying.
Eating.
Eating.
And then the end
more
of
crying.
Eating. The end of eating.
End of eating.
Diaper changing. Yeah, to make it nice. So, all good, but fun. Gonna grow up and be a Brendan Jr. Gonna be running around and stuff. So good stuff. Can't wait to see it. He'll probably be telling dad jokes by the time he's three. Knowing your son.
Yep, you know it.
You know it. So what was the exhaust? What was the joke that you told me when I walked in? Oh, I forgot it.
If you chase a car, you're going to get tired, but if a car chases you, it's going to get exhausted.
It's going to get exhausted. Here's Brandon's dad joke today. Yeah. All right, folks, 1-888-344-1170. Okay, so I do want to remind you, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido. AAA approved, STAR certified, taking care of folks up there in North County for over 30 years now. And West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission out at 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon, AAA approved, taking care of folks out there for over 10 years now. And West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue, right in central San Diego, AAA approved and smog certified, taking care of folks over there for over 6 years now. And of course, we have West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road in Eastgate Mall, AAA approved and STAR certified, taking care of folks over there for over 4 years now. And West Oceanside Automotive and Transmission, 229 South Coast Highway, yep, over there, South Coast Highway, AAA approved. Hey, taking care of folks over there. Well, we started in May, but it's been there over 30 years. It was Oceanside Transmission back in the day. And we're over there taking care of folks. Same crew. Everybody's there helping out, doing their thing. So if you need auto repair over there, get in on the coast. What a beautiful location. You can see the ocean from our parking lot. So always wanted to have a store. I could see the ocean from the parking lot. Good stuff. All of us at the West Automotive Group, me, myself, my employees, come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason. We truly believe in the same philosophy. We never put money ahead of people. Very important to us. Stop in to have your vehicle serviced or repaired and find out what quality automotive service repair is all about. West Automotive Group is proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service or repair needs. Also, get a West Automotive Group card. You can ask any of my service managers, service consultants that are helping you. Happy to help you out and get you one of those cards. You can use them all the time. 6 months no interest makes car repair easy, like using cash, but no, you pay no interest in the 6 months. Good stuff. You can also take advantage of our CertiCare transmission diagnosis or a diagnosis for any other drivability or other concern, such as overheating, AC. We handle it all. So give us a call or jump on westautomotivegroup.com and make an appointment. We'll get you in, get you diagnosed properly, which, proper diagnosis is the best money you'll ever spend, as I often say, because diagnosis by a qualified technician at a qualified facility eliminates unwanted parts replacement along with making sure you get repaired right. So we also offer free shuttle rides to or from work or home and rental vehicles at all five locations with our partners nearby. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram just by going to westautomotivegroup.com, where you can also make appointments, get in for whatever you need service-wise. You can also click on the Automan segments, where I'm the Automan on the CW and Fox 5. Check it out there. Or Auto Talk Radio, where we post all these afterwards as podcasts. The live shows turn into podcasts, and they're there. You can grab them. Or you can grab the podcasts from Apple, Google, Pandora, Deezer, Spotify, iHeart, radio.com, and tune in. You can find Auto Talk Radio there. Just go to 1170 a.m. morning shows or weekend shows, and you'll find us on Saturday morning. And we're first. Yay. Because we're Auto Talk. We start with an A. That's what Brendan told me. So, yay. Cool, huh? Once again, that's westautomotivegroup.com. Okay. So, we're talking about tune-ups. That term really doesn't exist anymore. Doesn't really, mean much. No.
Yeah.
Back in the day, it meant spark plugs. Way back in the day, points and condenser, setting the timing, adjusting the carburetor, air fuel ratio, all the things before we went full electronic and fuel injected.
Now it's spark plugs and induction services, pretty much.
Pretty much. Yeah. Maybe a fuel filter if it's replaceable.
Yeah.
A lot of cars now don't even have replaceable. Yeah. They're in the tank now. Yeah, so you only you replace it when the pump goes bad.
Yeah.
Yep. So I think there are two reasons they did that. It reduces having to, play, and fuel quality for the most part is way better.
That's what I was going to say.
Not so dirty as it used to be.
You don't get clogged injectors anymore. I mean, you do, but it's rare.
Yeah, using more from a car if it sits with bad fuel in it, and fuel turns bad, right?
Yeah.
So the fuel filter won't help that anyway. So
it's that California blend we have.
Yeah.
We don't need fuel filters anymore.
Look at that, funding for a hydrogen hub in California. But where are they going to put it? And how close will it be to get your hydrogen car in?
Yeah.
So Toyota has a new hydrogen car out that you can actually purchase. Mm. But once again, the key to that is where are you going to fuel it at? So do you ever, I don't even know if there's a hydrogen, Brendan. Oh, he's lost. He wants some. Oh, there you are.
No, I'm here still. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah. Can Google and see if there's a hydrogen fueling station in San Diego and how many of them. I'm just curious if there is even one here. That'd be neat to know. Hydrogen, yeah. I think, would have been a way better idea than coming up with electric vehicles.
Yeah.
You don't need to add in, you know, they can just put stations, which they already have to do with electric stuff, right? They got to build all these stations. Yeah. But their hydrogen is not sucking off the grid. It's also not, and I realize it's a more complicated fuel. Go ahead.
I was just going to ask, is San Clemente County San Diego County or no?
No.
Okay, that's, just want to make
that
sure.
That is Orange County, right?
I think so.
So that yeah, case, pretty sure. In that case, there's just one.
Where's it at?
It is located Mission Center Road.
So just live over there if you buy a hydrogen car.
Now, it does let me know. I can look up to see ones that are in construction right now if you want me to
sure.
Click on that to see.
How many are in construction? That'd be good to know.
Okay. Currently, we got a total of two that are in construction right now. One's in Five Points. Do you know where that area is? Five
nope.
Points? Okay.
That would be someplace five places come together, I would
that's
think.
Right, yeah. It's off of West Washington Street in downtown San Diego.
Okay.
Specifically. Mm. And then there's going to be one opened up in Poway off of Rancho Carmel Road. Yeah, Carmel. Yeah.
Okay.
Carmel Road.
Okay. Well, at least they're spreading them out.
Three, yes. And one has just recently closed. I don't know why they include that on this list.
But, why did it close? Nobody bought any fuel?
Yeah. The Toyota wasn't out yet.
It says here, we regret to inform you that the supplier of this hydrogen gas station experienced a major service disruption and has officially stopped selling hydrogen gas. We do not have an estimated date or time when the supply will resume. We appreciate your patience.
Oh, that's it. So that's it's just public. Temporary. It could be temporarily closed. Oh,
okay. That one's located in Del Mar off of Carmel Valley Road.
Okay. There you go. Well, so there could be four eventually.
Exactly. Still, you know, I don't.
It's not a lot.
It's not a lot.
Not right. Compared to gasoline.
Definitely.
No. But, you know, when they started with the EV, there wasn't a lot of charging stations either.
Yeah.
Now they have them all over the place and half of them don't work.
Exactly.
That's great stuff.
And you don't really have to do the service. The government will still pay you just because you implemented it at your station and they'll still give you grant money for it still. Isn't that the fantastic part of this whole thing?
That's probably the state of California and the federal government working correct. Together to waste our money.
Yep.
But the whole point that I was going to make to that is, so like North County Fair, there's like 12 of them in the lower lot by Target.
Mm-hmm.
They've never been turned on, never been used. Mm-hmm. So do you know what else is not illegal? It's not illegal to park your car there, even if it's not electric.
There's literally signs that say it.
There is, but I just realized when I was watching, remember when the transportation secretary lady was driving across the country in an EV and that totally failed and they got in a big fight with somebody because somebody, one of their staffers was using another car to hold a spot in one of the charging stations for her to show up. And they had called the police, like, hey, that's not an EV and it's sucking up a spot. And now, I don't know. Maybe there is laws here in California, but wherever they were, the cops showed up and they're like, well, there's no law against that yet. Like, you can't.
Interesting.
It's not a handicap parking spot.
Because I was just going to say, that's just adding another thing for the police to try to enforce. And they already have to enforce so much as it is. So just adding that little pesky thing about parking situation, especially for EVs.
Don't call me because somebody parked a gas car in your EV parking spot. I don't really care. Yeah. And by the way, could have been me. There was no other parking, so yeah. I just parked there. Is what it is. Well, they took up quite a few parking spots because to put those in, it requires more than one parking spot per. I mean, it takes up room. It's just crazy, but it's all good. We'll see. We'll see how it works out. But yeah, that was a big deal, and she couldn't make it across the country. The EV cross country drive failed. It was marked as a big failure. So, and then there was a guy that was in the news that he had a new Ford Lightning, and he had a bunch of issues. Him and his family on vacation.
I remember hearing about.
He like left the truck somewhere and bought another truck that was gas. He's like, yeah, I'm done with this. So enough of that. Traded it in, and he didn't have it for a long couple months. So it's not going well. And our infrastructure here definitely cannot handle if we keep doing this. So either they're going to have to rework everything. You know, what would you think it cost in California to rework the entire electrical grid?
That's billions.
And where's that money come from?
Yeah.
Yeah, as far as that goes. Anyway, we'll see. We'll see what happens. I don't know. Everybody's got to do their thing, right, mm-hmm. when it comes to cars. So I think there is a place for EVs. I just don't think the answer is that it replaces everything.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the answer. So anyway. All right, folks, 1-888-344-1170. If you're awake, give us a call. Apparently everybody's sleeping.
Yeah.
1-888-344-1170. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. We're going to take our last break. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, just listen to myself talk over here. Paul, can you hear me today?
I can.
Oh, good. Welcome aboard. Glad you're here. Look at the marine layer at Torrey Pines.
Yeah.
Live shot. Lots of foggy out there. You going surfing today, Brendan?
No, I won't. I know Craig will. That's for sure.
Craig's probably already out there surfing. So.
And don't forget, there's that solar eclipse coming up here soon, too.
When is it?
At 8 o'clock through 10 o'clock today.
Tonight?
Today, this morning. So don't look at the sun, guys. Make sure you're wearing your welding mask or your
welding mask.
Yeah.
That's what people do.
Welding helmet or goggles. Yeah, yeah. It's not really a mask.
Well,
kind of is.
I could have worn it during the COVID season and, you know, still looked as foolish as other people. That's another thing.
They couldn't see your eyes.
Oh, that's true.
That'd be perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look. It's a little foggy for the eclipse, though.
Yeah, they're talking about the 10 worst laws in California approved in 2023. There's only 10 bad ones?
Yeah.
Sure, there's a lot more than that. What do you think, Brendan?
I think I'm going to need extra fingers to count how many bad ones.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, there's no lie about it. So. All right, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. I do want to remind folks, Auto Talk Radio is also brought to you by Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. Interstate Batteries are the highest quality batteries out there. We do not stock any other automotive-related battery at the West Automotive Group because they are the highest quality and number one technician recommended battery for sure. If you need a battery for your vehicle, jump on westautomotivegroup.com, get an appointment, get in, we'll get you an Interstate installed. If you need a battery for any other reason, and let me tell you, they have batteries for everything from your watch to remotes, to battery backups for alarm systems, to battery backups for computers. They got everything. So if you need a battery for some other need, check them out at their storefront at 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar or in La Mesa at 70th and University. Interstate Battery, a battery for every need. Yay.
Yeah.
So all good stuff. All right, so we're talking about tune-ups, right? And other things that have to do with automobiles. But... So, yes, in the old days, such as distributor caps, points, plug wires, a lot of that stuff doesn't even exist anymore. I don't think there is a car made with a distributor anymore at all, right?
No,
I
know there was some newer one.
No, there were some fixed ones in the past 15 years, like a fixed distributor that was kind of...
Yeah.
But not so much anymore. I can't think of any. Everything now is pretty much either coil over... Or a coil pack with a spark plug wire going to it. Yeah. So there is no cap. There's no rotor. There's definitely no points and condenser. That was like, I think the last years for that were in the early 70s, middle 70s for points and condenser. We did away with those. We went to electronic ignition. Boy, that was state of the art back then. Let me tell you. These parts, you know, carburetors haven't existed for forever. me and
valve adjustment too. That's a
There are some cars that still require that, but it's usually a puck adjustment, right?
Yeah.
That, you know, they use the pucks and they don't come out of adjustment very much. Mm-hmm. It's more just checking to make sure. And if they have, then usually a valve is wearing into the seat too much.
Yeah.
And that's why they tighten up. So interesting though as far as that goes with all those myths. So you are right. Spark plugs.
Yep.
Fuel induction, which cleans out the carbon on the valves, things like that, which you want to do. I was reading a big article about the walnut blasting, which if you don't do induction services, you know, and we do we've done some of that along the way. You know, we get higher mileage.
BMWs do it a lot.
Yeah. Well, because it's direct injected vehicles that are worse than the regular port fuel injected vehicles. You don't have that fuel washing across the valves anymore to help keep the carbon reduction down. It's directly injected into the cylinder, and therefore the vapors get on the valve and create that carbon buildup.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, you run like crap when you got a chunks of carbon on those valves.
Yeah, and it's always when it's like a cold start and it's a random misfire. It's hard to find, but we know what to look for.
Exactly. And what happens with that is the carbon actually absorbs the fuel when the valve's open, and the carbon's cold, and then it causes a misfire because of lean condition, basically, is what happens. So want to watch out for that and get that. So those are two things, spark plugs and, and you know, like I talked to a, it was funny, a guy that was an electrician, I was helping him out with his Dodge truck. And spark plugs are expensive. It was one of the Magnum Hemis.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's 16 spark plugs on that truck. So a spark plug replacement is no cheap ordeal. First off, you have the labor to replace 16 spark plugs. Yeah. And second off, you actually have 16 spark plugs.
Yeah.
They're not cheap anymore, quality. He was at 121,000 miles. And I said, well, you're about 21,000 miles past when these were done.
Yeah.
Because 100,000 miles. And he says, well, why do they? And I said, well, you know what? Actually, you're an electrician. You might understand. So arcing, there's an arc continuously. What happens when you arc things? Oh, they wear.
Yeah.
They're right. So there's a continuous arc on this. The gap gets better. Now we're stressing coils. I said, you think replacing 16 spark plugs is expensive? Overstress those coils and have to replace 16 coils and let me know how expensive that is. At $130 a pop, you figure it out. It gets expensive fast.
Then it needs a cat. That happens a lot too.
Because that you're not burning the fuel properly.
It happens on the Toyota guys, you know, if you don't do it at the 100 or 90, it needs a cat at 120.
Because you're dumping raw fuel down there and you destroy the cat.
Yeah, because they don't fail out anymore. They burn up a coil, you know, or they cook your cat.
Yeah, or they do both.
Oh yeah, or
depending on how long you drive the vehicle. So yeah, there's a lot of things that can happen to affect other components on the car. So that is exactly why maintaining your vehicle properly, doing the proper maintenance, will extend the life of the vehicle, but also extend the amount of money that you keep in your bank account.
Yeah,
because some of these things, like just like my F-250 I had that I drove 400,000 miles. Well, it had the original cat on it.
Yeah.
And every time I smogged that truck, it blew zeros. The reason why was at 90K, I put plugs in that bad boy, no matter what. Put them in, torqued them right, no issues with ripping out threads. And so if you do the right thing with those trucks and motors and cars and whatever, maintain them right, keep the plugs in them, right? And I always replaced them 10,000 miles earlier. I did in 90, just to, you know, be sure. And that, it run like a champ and no issues. So, and therefore, no raw fuel going into the catalyst.
Yeah.
And because the cats on that truck were expensive. They were the big ones.
Mm-hmm.
So, important. And you can save yourself a lot of money over time by maintaining the vehicle properly. But like we said, the tune-ups really changed as far as that goes. Well, and another part to that is the intervals that, you know, back in the day we had copper spark plugs. You had to replace them at 30,000 miles. Like, so you tune up, you know, you do the cap and rotor and set the points and condenser and set the timing and adjust the carburetor and replace the spark plugs and all that at 30,000 miles. That was a normal thing. Nowadays, that we place spark plugs, like I said, most vehicles are around 90 to 110,000 miles.
Yeah.
They're in that range, most of them. There are still a few vehicles that were using copper plugs, which are earlier, but I think they've done away with that again now.
Yeah. Some of the Volkswagens have a 40K interval.
They get spark plugs?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then some Subarus too.
They must be single platinums or something that they put a cheaper plug in.
Yeah.
So, gotcha. But yeah, no, they still, everything wears though, right? You got to replace it. Yeah. So, and you know, it's funny because people have a drivability concern, check engine light, whatever, they'll come in and they'll say, well, I guess they need a tune up. Well, not, I mean, maybe. But no, your car's got 70,000 miles on it. Plugs aren't due. It could be a plug went bad, but, you know, usually not. So
that's when it takes a good service advisor to ask the questions, you know, because a lot of people are like, I need a tune-up. And depending on where they go,
people
put spark plugs in it and then has a problem, you know.
It still has a problem.
Yeah.
Correct. We had an interesting thing. At the end of the day yesterday, I was talking to our manager for El Cajon, Lance, and he says, I had a little problem with a client. And I said, what's going on? He says, well, he came in and he said he wanted the passenger rear window regulator replaced and he didn't want us to diagnose it. And I said, okay. And we have a rule at the West Automotive Group. We'll do that for you, but you have to sign a thing saying that you want this done and we're not diagnosing it. And there's no. So wrote them all up, right rear window, guy signed it, initialed that he wanted done without diagnosis. We replaced it all. And when he picks up the car, he goes, well, the left rear one's not working. That's the one I wanted to replace, the passenger one, rear. And Lance is like, well, we said right rear, and passenger rear is the right rear one, not the left rear one. So
was he sitting backwards in his seat and he had the doors wrong or what?
Well, he said to Lance, the left rear is a passenger rear also. And Lance is like, no, passenger side's on the right side. The left side's the driver's rear. That's how we define things, you know. And he said, besides that, I put the passenger's rear right rear window, which is right, just to make sure when we were doing this that that's what you wanted. Long story short. So we're working it out with him, how we're going to get him helped out. But so the moral to the story is make sure we know what we're, we try to define that all, but if we don't diagnose it, we just replace it for you. That's, you know.
Yeah.
You run a gamble doing that.
I try not to do that.
I try to talk people out of that, but sometimes people are just like, you know, sometimes I see like alternator. Customer wanted alternator replaced, signed right here, you know, no diagnosis. Okay.
You know?
If you're sure, hey, and you might hit it, and that might be right. You may be good at it. Yeah. I don't know, but. Keep in mind that the little statement that we put in there is that, like, hey, once you got this alternator, it's yours. You can't take those things off and send them back. So it's one of those things. We'll see. And so keep working through it. But just a reminder, if you want to be the one that says, hey, just replace this on my vehicle, that's all I want, well, then you run the gamble of ending up with a nice new part that doesn't fit your problem. So always a reminder. Good stuff. But yeah, so basically comes down to replacing spark plugs, maybe spark plug boots, doing an induction service on the vehicle, those small items, and so a tune-up's pretty minor these days.
Yeah,
obviously filters, if there's a fuel filter available, some vehicles do have them, some don't. Other options as far as that, you know, air filter, obviously checking and replacing that, but that's stuff you replace as needed anyway. So it's not always done during a tune-up scenario.
Yeah.
As far as that goes. So we'll see. Everybody needs to. I'm sorry. I caught the news out of the corner of my eye as I'm watching, like, all the protests and things like that. Boy, I definitely feel for those people over there.
Yeah.
And that stuff is not good. So anyway, once again, our thoughts and prayers go out to everybody over there, and especially because there's some Americans over there that they have lost, and they don't know where they are. Hopefully they find them, and we get everybody back. So, hey, Brendan, what car shows do we got this weekend?
We had two of them, actually, and they're all, again, good for causes. Let me go ahead and take a look again one more time. But last week we had the Bonzo High School one, and what was the other one I suggested for people to go? I know there's a PB one, Pacific Beach one, that was for a good cause. I believe. Oh, that is today. Good. Pacific Beach at the In-N-Out there, starting at 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. It's going to be all day long.
Okay.
And all of the proceeds go to help the deaf. There's a deaf awareness
group.
Group. Yeah. That,
okay. Foundation.
Foundation. Yeah.
Okay.
That will help support those things that are going on there. And
cool.
Then. There's one more. I think it's actually tomorrow, actually. But I'll double check that here. Hold on one second. But yeah, go out to
I saw
that
something
one.
On KSI that popped up, Megan's Ride or something like that. That might be next weekend, though.
That one, I believe, might be next weekend, yes, like you said.
And I'm not sure if that's a car show or not. I just saw the end of it. So that's what brought it up to my mind to think about.
Let me see. I just saw. Oh, that's right. And the Ramona one. That's right. Mm-hmm. There's the Autofest car show in Ramona. All the money there helps Ramona's Parks and Recreation.
Yeah, cool.
So those are the two that you should definitely go ahead and check out.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, I don't have any for the next couple of weeks till the 29th of October again, if you want me to read that. But I think I'm going to save that for next week.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So definitely check out PB today, 10 a.m. And tomorrow is Ramona's. And that starts at, I want to say that's 8 o'clock on that one.
Gotcha.
It starts at 10 a.m. I'm sorry. 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
There you go. All right. So good stuff. Get out. Good cars. I think it's going to be a beautiful weekend.
Yeah.
I didn't hear anything different. Did you?
No,
no. That's live right there.
There, look at
the
that.
The most accurate people in the world, the Garden Talk guys, when it comes to weather, suggested that it's going to be warm, but by the end of next week, it should cool down again. But it's going to warm up here.
It's going to be a beautiful weekend then.
Mm-hmm. They even predicted rain. Whenever I look at my weather on my phone,
did they really?
Yeah, I'd be like, man, that seems happening. There's no rain.
Didn't we have rain last week?
We had rain this week. Overnight, and I had no clue.
Oh,
about
that's
it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, it was like Tuesday night or something.
They
Monday
predicted
night.
It. They knew about it already. So, yeah, those guys are pretty accurate with their weather. Yeah.
Well, they love plants, so I'm sure they're watching the weather.
That's right.
They do.
The plants told them.
The plant whispers. That's what they are.
It reminds me of that movie, The Happening, where the plants are attacking the humans all of a sudden again. Like,
I've never seen that. It's not a movie I would watch.
Seriously, the worst movie ever.
And like, you watched it. Okay.
Well, it's M. Night Shyamalan. I have to watch
it. Don't you ever start into some of those that are terrible movies and you watch like 3 minutes of it and you're like, nope.
Yes.
I do it all the time.
My wife turned on Cats.
The musical?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, God.
And it took her 1 minute before she paused it and she looked at me and goes, do you want to return this movie and just like watch something else? And I said, sure. So we wasted about $1 on that one, but it's okay. Oh, well.
I think you can afford $1. You'll be just fine. It's cheaper than a Starbucks.
That's right.
No lie about it. So, geez. Wow. Well, you know, there is a lot of things out there that you start to watch and you think, mm-mm. See, I value my time. So if it's something that's a total waste, I wait about 30 seconds and go, nope, not doing this. Yeah. I got something else I got to do.
Yeah.
My mind's already gone. It's off to the next thing. I'm moving along. So one of those things for sure. Man, I tell you what, the hour flew by. This has got to be one of the few shows that nobody ever called in.
Yeah, it's really quiet.
It's really quiet. I wonder if everybody's sleeping in this morning, Brendan, or what?
I guess so. Everyone
phone's not ringing at all. Do you have the phones turned off?
No, I swear.
Are you sure?
I looked it too, make sure.
I saw him look too. Like, oh shoot.
oh no, I flipped the switch. All right. Yeah, nobody called in today. We made it all the way through the hour. Hopefully you guys enjoyed what we're talking about. So as we're cruising along here.
Have we heard any progress on the strike for vehicles still? Or no, that's still
going on, but geez. It's not in the news right now because of the unfortunate stuff with Israel. That's taken the thing. Well, that has taken the news, which is very important, obviously, but now more in the news is all the different protests that have to, Yeah, I don't know. I don't understand all that, and I don't want any part of it.
That is hanging up some GM parts for us, too.
What's that?
The strike.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's just the big three that we're having problems with. So we're dealing with GM, Ford, and Chrysler of parts-wise are an issue. You got it. So yeah, that has been the problem as far as getting some parts and not, you know, some things.
Yeah.
And actually, we had a big discussion about this. I was talking to Matt, my up at the Escondido store, our manager up there. And, you know, and the big thing is, like, all in all, getting parts for all kinds of things have been an issue here and there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, after COVID, like, they cut down getting things back and stuff. So car repair is taking longer than it used to.
Yeah,
there's just no way around it because we can't get the parts fast enough.
Yeah.
You know? Even aftermarket suppliers, some of them, like Worldpac's been having some issues, systems down, things like that.
Was, so, yeah, down all yesterday.
Tough stuff. All right, San Diego and everybody else out there, keep the rubber side down and shiny side up. We appreciate you joining us here on Auto Talk Radio. We will be back live next Saturday. Just check us out at westautomotivegroup.com if you need any help with your vehicle. Until then.
Questions. Tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com and click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.